This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Rachel Woods, licensed attorney, consultant, and founder of Leadership Trek Corporation, gives some tips for people who avoid conflict.
Negotiating is a bit like breathing. You don't have to do it, but the alternatives aren't very attractive. These are the first words in the book Mastering Business Negotiation, a working guide to making deals and resolving conflict. Simply stated, negotiation is that necessary social interaction when we need to get something done and we can't go it alone. Why is negotiation a bit like breathing? Because negotiation is a fact of life. If you have a pulse, you are a negotiator. And just as it is with breathing, most of us negotiate all day long and don't even think about it. But we need to, because whether we are talking about difficult conversations, uncomfortable but necessary confrontations, or more formal boardroom negotiations, willingness to negotiate is vital to our success. We know that the alternative to breathing is fatal, but have we really considered the consequences of avoiding negotiation? When we avoid negotiation, often or always, we can be taken advantage of. We can feel misunderstood and unfulfilled or even escalate matters until we explode from containing ourselves for so long. This is no way to live. Most of us would never dub the words conflict and opportunity as synonyms, but author Mark Gerson says that conflict is in fact an opportunity. When managed well, conflict is actually an opportunity to learn about others and to broaden our perspective. Working through conflict helps us to better understand one another, find more creative solutions, and ultimately to discover new ways to communicate in the future. So are you someone that avoids conflict at all costs? Do you start to sweat when you know you need to have a difficult conversation with someone? Do you pass off the job of negotiating those contracts to someone else in the office? If so, try looking at conflict as an opportunity. Consider the following 5 tips to be negotiation CPR for the avoider in you. First, be true to yourself and what you want, but balance this with the nature of your relationship with the other side. Secondly, seek first to understand the perspective of the other side. If you take the time to listen to them, they will be more willing to hear you out. Third, when your competing interests make the negotiation a bit tense and your flight mechanism kicks in, try to create options for mutual gain instead of throwing up your hands. You will likely discover some compatible interests and new opportunities that you never knew were possible. Fourth, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Effective negotiation requires both collaboration and advocacy. Pretend you're negotiating for someone else if need be. And lastly, you will be more confident negotiating if you have the ability to walk away. The most powerful word in negotiation is no. So if your alternatives are bad, make them better before negotiating. And remember, if you're not negotiating, you're not living. You might be surprised that by avoiding less and negotiating more, you will ironically breathe easier because you will reduce the amount of unhealthy conflict in your life. Besides, there's peace in sharing, intrinsic reward in contributing our ideas, the potential for real healing when we feel understood, and mutually satisfying solutions to find out there in the world. So if the opportunity presents itself, stop, take a deep breath, and negotiate.
Rachel Woods is a licensed attorney, founder of Leadership Trek Corporation, and lecturer at Baylor University. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.